Good to be saved. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25 this morning. Certainly enjoyed being with church this week in the meeting. Oh, the Lord spoke to my heart, and that's what I came for. Amen. Appreciate the opportunity to get to preach, but I tell you what, I need some help from the Lord. Amen. My family needs some help, and my children need some help, and I thank God that He's done that this week. And Proverbs chapter 25. Now we're going to do something to get started here before we get in our text. Brother Fawcett, pretty interesting. I wanted to preach this morning on Will You Follow? About Rebecca over there. I had the message, but the Lord wouldn't let me do that. This one's been on my heart all week, and I'm just trying to go the other way, but that's where the Lord moved me this way. So I thank God He knows what He's doing. Amen. And greatest decision ever making your life. Amen. Just being born again by the grace of God. And then after that, giving your life to Jesus. Amen. Let me say something to young people today. It's not a game. Amen. It's not a game. This is real as the nose on your face. Amen. And if you're trying to play a game today, it's not something you can afford to lose there. Amen. Let's do something though to get started. And I'm going to use John. He doesn't like to be used, but I like to use him. Now, he's my protege, my mini-me, and I'm going to change John's life today. I'm going to give him an opportunity to make history, okay? And so I read, I looked online, I Googled, I studied, and they tell me that the world record, okay, the world record is that a person, now some other people have unofficial world records, but they say the world record is that a person can only eat 12 saltine crackers in 1 minute without water. Okay? Y'all believe that? Now, I mentioned that to John. Yeah, right. Right? He's like, nah, no problem. Yeah? 12 salt. So I'm going to give him the opportunity. And the reason why I'm picking on John is I'm going to preach a message here in just a minute. And this message is called, what is it called? It's called it's about empty clouds and dry wells, okay? Now, those wells are W-E-L-L-S, okay? Well, I clarify that, all right? Because a fella asked me one time about that. He said, I just ain't figured out those wells, those dry wells. How'd the well get dry? And W-E-L-L. Oh, all right? And so, you know, that's I didn't realize that was important to clarify, but it was, because they'll miss the whole message if you don't. Because they're sitting over trying to figure out how that whale got dry. Somebody else is talking about a dolphin. All this stuff's going on, and I don't know what's going on. And I said, what do you think about the message? I thought it was pretty good. That first part was real good. I still can't figure out about those dry whales. I was like, well, you couldn't figure it out. Nobody else could either. So, thank our sponsor, Bible Broadcast Radio. And I'm not going to do this up here, brother, because that's sacrilegious, isn't it? To eat crackers at the pulpit. Oh, come on, John. Bible Broadcast Radio is a proud sponsor of our event today. And if you win, John, we'll give you a free sticker. White Oak Independent Baptist Church sticker. Or peanut M&Ms. He's allergic to peanuts. John. Hey, I promise you I will give you some water when we get done. Okay? You think you can do 10? You think you can do 12? You don't think, huh? Let's go with the world record. I saw a guy on YouTube do 15. Now, he looked like me. Maybe with another hundo on him there. And so he put him in his mouth five at a time. And let's just see. I mean, I don't know. Look, I'm using him. I'd use some of y'all. I'd love to use some of y'all. But if you choke and die, I'll be responsible. And he's mine. And so if he starts having problems, just push him out the door and I'll keep preaching. And all right. Now, I don't like having my phone. I'm going to use it for this timer, then I'm going to get rid of it because I don't want anything to hinder us here. We're not ignorant of his devices. All right. All right. So, John, you got 1 minute on the clock. All right. You ready? It's that. When you put your mouth, I'll go. Not a chance. 50 seconds, John. Forty seconds, John. What's the problem? I thought this was easy. 30. Come on. 28 seconds. This is use your chance to change your life to be a world record. John, you give up. We did not smash a world record, all right? He ate the two crackers. All right, so John, so you eat some crackers. Now what do you need? You need some water. Come on. Oh, you didn't like that water? What's wrong with that one? Oh, we don't have a label on it. Oh, there you go. You want that one? You want some? Oh, how about this one? Look how nice it looks. You like that one? No, that one won't work either. Okay. There you go. Oh, that's the one you want. All right. So let's think about this morning. Robert, man, you let down the family name. We're going to set a world record. And I'm going to try that later, but not in front of y'all. Proverbs chapter 25. The Bible says, "Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain." Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. We need your help, Lord, for this few moments, Lord. Lord, we need your help for every moment, Lord. As we stand behind this sacred desk, Lord, and preach the Word of God, Lord, I pray you help us bring our thoughts, Lord, into captivity, Lord. Captivate our hearts and minds, Lord, around your Word this morning, Lord. Pray you do the work that only you can do. In Jesus' name. So here, I notice as John's example is that, you know, everybody that ate crackers or some tortilla chips or something, you know, you get dry, you get thirsty, you need some water. And, you know, I offered John several different things, and they looked like water, and they had water, but they were empty. It was an empty bottle. And it didn't matter even if the bottle looked better, if it was a nicer bottle. They were still empty, and there was no water in there. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, "He who boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain." I was outside talking to a friend the other day. It has been really dry at home, and I mean dry, just dust kicking out there, and it was a cloud coming over there, and I said, "Man, maybe it'll rain." He said, "Nah, probably won't. Probably just another cloud coming by." And I begin to think about that. You know, one thing when we need rain, can you go with me in your heart and your mind? You're standing there, and the ground's dry, and it's broken open, and you're thirsty, and you're just looking for some water, and there's a cloud, and there's just some hope of it. My sister over there in New Guinea, Miss Melanie, they only drink rain water. That's all they have. And if it don't rain, they don't have water. And so here recently, she sent out a prayer request. "Hey, pray for rain." Now, you know, I'm praying for rain because I don't want my sod, you know, to die. Well, they're looking for, they won't die. I mean, they got to have water, you know. And they understand the need for rain. We got to have rain. But the Bible said it's possible here for someone to boast that they've got a gift. "Hey, I've got something." I said, "Hey, John, I'll give you some water." But it was a false gift. There was nothing there. And it said, "He who boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain." Hey, it looks like rain. It's cloudy, and it could be a cloud that had rain, but on the inside it's empty. There's nothing there. Amen. I thought about that gift, that boasts himself of a false gift. I thought about the Bible over there where it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The preacher just preached on making a decision, trusting Jesus as your Savior. Will you follow that man? And some have followed that man, and some are born again. But some are saying, "I followed him," but you never have. Amen. You got a good-looking Bible, and I'm not trying to twist anybody on your salvation. I'm not even preaching to you. I'm going to make this comment, and I'm going to move on. I'm preaching to save folks. But there's a lot of folks that have a shirt and tie on. They come to church, they look good, but they're empty. Amen. And they don't have anything inside. And there's no water, and they're dying of thirst. And they dress like the water, and they act like the water, but they don't have the water. Amen. "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, is the gift of God." So there's some that would boast that "I have a gift," but they don't have the gift. There's some that would boast that "I'll give you a gift," but they don't have the gift to give. One or the other is the case of many here today. There's some that say, hey, I'm saved and I'm acting like I'm saved and I'm acting like a Christian when you're with Christians. Alright? But when you get back with the world, you don't act like a Christian anymore. You know, we live in a fake world. I saw something the other day that said almost 80% of reviews online, you know, reviews for hotels, are fake reviews. They're either by the person who, like, owns the company, say, I own a restaurant, so I'll make me up a name and I'll go give me some good reviews, right? Or they're by, bots. There's whole companies. You can go and pay and get somebody to give you reviews, you know? It's a mess. It's fake. You know, you look at social media. We're all hooked in social media and we see how everybody's got everything so wonderfully made. It's all fake. It's a facade. The word is a persona. A persona is how we want to be perceived. How we want people to look at us and think we are, although we're really not that way. Amen? There's many folks that have a persona in church. Hey, I'm a Christian. I'm a Bible believer. I'm an independent Baptist, but they're only that way on Sunday. So that's really not who they are. Amen? If they're that case, they're a persona. We use the word hypocrite. All right? Matthew Henry said that he may be said to boast of a false gift to have received or given that which he never had, which he never gave. He makes a noise of his great accomplishments in his goods and services, but it is all false. He pretends to be. Now, I've seen anything in Christian life, my years of being in church and growing up in church. Hey, I've not only seen, but I've been a pretender at times. Amen? I've been one who knew how to go to church. I was raised in church. I knew to sing the songs. I even knew when to say amen. I knew all those things, but didn't have it in my heart. Amen? And again, I'm not twisting anybody here that's saved. But I'm telling you, if you saw me at 14 years old, I'd have been in a youth meeting. I'd have been sitting on the front row. I'd have had a shirt and tie on. I'd have knew every question in the Bible trivia. I would have beat Brother Daniel. All right? End of thing. All right? But you know what? I was headed to hell. Amen? Because I was not saved. Amen? Hey, and again, I'm not twisting. You know, he that hath the Son hath life. You either got it, the Son, or you don't. Amen? Empty of water. These clouds are full or look like rain clouds. It might even smell like rain clouds, but there's no water. Water in the Bible is a type of the Word of God. Water in the Bible is a type of the Spirit of God. You understand today they're trying to go through life, going through the motions, but they don't have God. Christian today, it is a miserable Christian life to pretend to love God as the preacher preached last night and not do it. Amen? I've had friends that I've known for years that changed the way they believed, changed their standards or the things that they had conviction. They said to me, hey, I just got sick of trying to please other people my whole life. Hold up. If you're doing this to please other people, you're wrong. Amen? It's all about loving God. I don't dress the way I dress because I want to please Brother Andrew so he will let me preach at his church. I do it because I love God. Amen? I believe this King James Bible is the Word of God, but I don't do it so I can come and preach with these guys because we're in the club together. Hey, we do it because we know it's the Word of God and we love God. And I don't want to be walking around looking like a good old independent. I want to look like one. Amen? Hey, you want to drink out of a nice looking bottle? You want to drink out of a 5-gallon bucket out in the yard? You know, I'd rather drink out of a bottle. So you ought to look nice, right? You ought to look like a believer. But still, it is, look like you want. If you're empty, you're empty. Amen? Hey, the point is there's some that are pretending, but there's some of us that are saved. We're saved. Born again by the grace of God, headed to heaven, but we don't have the water. Amen? And there's people around us that are dying of thirst, and they're coming to you because you're supposed to have the water, but you don't got any water. Amen? So, hey, I can get some help from him. He knows God, but when I find him, he knows about it or goes to church, but he don't. And there's nothing in their life that would point me to God. Amen? What's the problem? There are clouds and wind without rain. Now, you know, if you know your Bible, you know the little book of Jude. Back there in the New Testament, very at the end before the book of Revelation, talks about these things. Now, in the context there, it's talking about false prophets. It says certain men have crept in unawares. Right? These creeps. Right? There's a lot of creeps out there. Right? They're creeping into the church. And slowly but surely, they're trying to tear down God and the things of God and tear down the way we believe. And these are the folks that come up to you and say, well, your preacher, you know, he's a good guy, but you know, he's a little extreme on that, right? And slowly they'll try to chip away at the things you believe. But the Bible says of those folks over there in Jude chapter 1, there's only one chapter, verse 12, it says, they are spots in your feast of charity. When they feeding themselves without fear, clouds are they. Clouds they are without water, carry about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. The Bible says over there, in that verse over there, you haven't looked there, but it was in verse 10, it says these folks go about doing what they know to do naturally. Right? It's all about them. They go the way of Cain. They go the way of Balaam. It's all about what I do and what I feel and what makes me feel best. And they draw a lot of people to them. A lot of people follow these folks. But you'll find out in the end that they're clouds without rain. Amen? And they won't have the answer because they can't give you anything when you're thirsty. You dry and you need some rain. And these clouds sure do look good. Man, they got all the kids over there at that church. And man, they got the music. And man, ain't things hopping over there. But when you get over there, you find out there's no water. And you say, well, look what they got over there, but look what they're putting out. And one by one, look at the families and look at the homes. I'm telling you, we live in a fake world. And we're careful. You know, I'm picking on the false prophets. I'm thinking about the church. We know the world's fake. We know social media. I mean, everything. I mean, it's fake. I seen a video the other day. This guy's out here taking pictures of his Lamborghini, you know. How good this looks. And here comes this girl up. She asks you, you know, what about your car? Tell me this about it. Yeah, where'd you get it? He tells her all about it. Then she hits the unlock button and gets in. It was her car, you know. He's on social media. He wants everybody to think he's got a car, right? See, people go out in front of people's houses and take pictures of their houses and say, look at my house, right? Hey, I saw this pic of my wife, but she sells some stuff online. And she realized and she learned how to advertise. You know, how to decorate this stuff. You know, your whole house, and ours doesn't, but your whole house could look like a heap. But they got one wall in the house, you know, that's decorated and perfect, you know. And you think, man, those people live in better homes and gardens, you know. No, they don't. It's fake. It's a facade. I mean, there's fake everything, right? I mean, people got fake body parts. Got fake. I mean, you don't know what you do. And then you got this whole deal now where, you know, men, women, I mean, just a bunch of nuts, amen, you know. But you know, when we say, you know, well, I don't go down that road, do we? You know, just whatever I identify as. No. Yeah, I'm a woman. No, you're not. Yeah. I could probably be the women's arm wrestling champion in the room today. You know, but what would I get out of it? You know. But some people have think, what is that? It's messed up. Is what it is, right? It's sin. It's a mental disorder. But we live in a world that says it's okay. Look, we were yesterday. Thank God for White Oak. They were a blessing to us on our anniversary. Valerie and I went to a place, and this guy's in there at the table over. We were eating lunch for our anniversary, and he's talking about drink. What I tell my kids is bad drink. But he's arguing with the waiter. Bring me a man drink, all right? Whatever, all right? And the waiter said, "What? What did you say?" And I said, "Oh, this will be interesting." He said. He said, you know, there are no men and women, right? It's all, you know, they're all one gender now. He's just his whole spiel with him. And I was like, wow, this is great. And this guy was just like, they're going to throw down in here over, get rid of that thing. Sorry, I'm ADD. Over Mandarin, all right? Over whether or not it was a man. Guys, excuse me, what did you, you know, what is it? And then like it was the craziest thing in his mind that somebody, again, I'm not for drinking at all, it's wicked. But what I'm saying, the point was that man just couldn't even believe there was a gender. What did anybody mention anything about gender? Why? Because we're confused, right? We're messed up, right? And it's fake and it's phony. We got it. We see that. I hope you see it, man. We see it when we see a man wearing a dress. I see it when I see some women dressed like men, man. But what's happened though now is creeping into the church, amen. And we've got this facade going on in the church. And the problem is that again, people are dying of thirst. Amen? And they don't have to have the facade is the problem. You can have the real thing. Amen? You know, they can have the real thing. They don't have to have clouds without water. Amen? But so many times we're satisfied with that. And that's the problem. We're satisfied without the real thing. Timothy said there about that, having that form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And preachers, we have to be, we can be careful. I can stand here and have the message and preach, but have I not spent time with God? And if I don't have God on it, I'm just clouds without water. Can't help anybody. Can't minister to anybody. You follow me today? I'm telling you, folks, the preacher preached the Word of God, and he said you got to make a decision. And some have made a decision, but some won't. Some are afraid what other people think about them. Some have got this facade on. It's well, think they'll know that, you know, what will they think about me, or you know, and we're worried about what everybody thinks, and we're going through this life faking it, and we're miserable. How many young people do you hear about that are miserable. Church kids I'm talking about. Church kids that have been taking their own life. And I keep hearing this common thing, I just got tired of pretending. Well, quit pretending. Amen. The answer is not get out, it's get a hold of God. Get the real thing. Amen. Get a hold of God. How are we going to get this? Let's look at one more verse and then we'll pull it together. Let's look at 2 Peter. Companion text, very similar. If you were to read the book of Jude and read 2 Peter chapter 2, you'd see very similar things going on there. I got to get that fish in there, that whale. Oh. I'm in 1 John, that won't work. 2 Peter chapter 2. Here he says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now we're fixing to get to this. Many folks, false teachers, damnable heresies. But look what the next verse says. And many shall follow their way, pernicious ways. Hey, they've got crowds coming. They're gathering. They're bringing them. Amen. They have a youth rally and there's 4,000 people there. And man, the Lord's moving there. No, it's empty. Amen. It's empty water. God's not in it. Amen. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. You meet somebody and the first thing they got to do is begin to tear down what you believe, what your pastor teaches, to build what they believe. You better mark them. Amen. Mark it. Hey, we don't worry about all that over there. I mean, we're going to have a good time over here. You're going to have a good time at the expense of tearing down the Word of God and what the preacher preaches? I don't think God's in that. Amen. And then he goes on, I don't get into all that, talking about the angels and delivering Noah and all those things, just Lot, in verse 7. But it says in verse 9, for the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Now, I know you haven't turned there, but if you look in Jude, verse 10, it has said what they know naturally. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, he says, these are those that walk after the flesh. The picture is there. These folks are all about the flesh. All about what they want. The music in the church is about the flesh. The message is about the flesh. Everything's about us and what makes us feel good. It's not about the Word of God. Hey, I love coming to church and it feels good sometimes, but sometimes I get my hides getting. The preacher preaches the Word of God and I don't feel so good at the time. Amen. But I get out on an old-fashioned altar and I repent and I turn to God and give Him that thing. You know what? I get up feeling better. Amen. There is a way that seemed right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so that's what's going on here. But I want to continue. Even verse 14, they cannot cease from sin. Folks are in a mess. But let's get down to our verse 17. These are wells without water. Clouds they are, carried with the tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. Now, I like to watch a lot of Westerns sometimes. The Lord's been convicting me about some of it, but unfortunately. Because I thought the only thing I could watch clean is Bonanza. But even on Bonanza, I have to, the Lord convicted me about it, because it is, you know. I never been to a saloon in my life until I went and watched Bonanza. Now I'm convicted about it. But at any rate, you watch those cowboy movies, all the same storyline eventually. But eventually somebody's out in the desert, you know, and he's going. He starts with his horse riding, and now he's leading the horse, and then the horse is dead, and then, and he's got a hat, and now his coat's off, and then his hat's on the ground, you know. And by then he's dragging. He's trying to get to the water hole, right? When he gets to the water hole, and what do you find? It's empty, right? It's nothing but mud. It's empty. Or somebody's put salt in it, you know, all those things, you know. That's if you hadn't watched the Western, that's what they do, right? And so, you know, I thought about that. And that's what the Bible said. These folks are wells without water, you know. So John's up here smacking these crackers. I thought he'd do better than two, but at any rate, two was enough for him. He needed a drink, right? So I began to offer him all these types of these things that hold water, but there's no water in them, amen? And so there was nothing that would quench his thirst. And so many times people are coming to these wells and they're looking for water. But there's no water to be found. Amen. I'm talking about empty clouds and dry wells. And I'm preaching to the church today. Church, I'm saying we live in a dry and a barren land. Hey, Valerie and I were out yesterday. We walked around. The world's a mess. Amen. And I see people that is hurting everywhere. Amen. I'm not making fun of people. We find some lady, she's got on camouflage BDU pants. And then she's got pink shorts on top of it. I don't know what she was doing. You know? Just people are just weird. Amen. And I realized, I said, man, and people are miserable. We go into one store, and I mean, the lady's just scowling. The poor woman at one store we went to. We went to a lot of stores yesterday, but she gets her change out of her box, and then she just drops it right beside her, my change. And she stands there and looks at me. And I'm like way over here. I said, "Do you want me to get that?" She said, "Yes." So I reach over there and get it. And then she was just in a bad mood. I'm like, "Man, you know." And I said, "Thank you. You know, have a great day. God bless you." And she's just like, you know, whatever, you know. And I, you know, but what I realized is I said, "Well, I said, the world's miserable. You know, they don't have any hope." And I see, what I'm saying is I see it's dry, man. It's mad out there. And they're dying of thirst, and they don't even know. But then we got the church over here that's supposed to have the answer. We got the church that's supposed to have the water. We got the church that's supposed to have the well. We got the church that's supposed to be clouds of rain. But that they come and look, and we're not careful, we'll just be clouds without rain and empty wells. Amen. And then they're dying of thirst at our well. Amen. Would to God that our church, Bethany Independent Baptist Church, wouldn't be an empty well, where people in the community around us would drop and die when there's supposed to be a water there. Man. What are we going to do about it? We're going to have to get a hold of God, folks. Book of Hosea, he said, "Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the former rain unto the earth." We need God to send the rain. Rochester used to sing that song, "Send the Rain." We need some rain. We need God. What I'm saying, I'm just saying, we need some water. We're dry. Some of us Christians, we're living dry. We're living a facade. We're faking this thing. We're going through the motions. Church is a burden. I mean, you know, we may even sing in the choir. We do the things, but we're just working ourselves to death. What's the problem? You need some water. You need to get a drink, man. And for yourself first, and then so you can help somebody else. You know, when you're out on the airplanes, they always talk about those oxygen masks, right? And nobody ever listens to those poor people. The only people they listen to worse is a Baptist preacher than those flight attendants when they're on there telling you what to do. But they always say, you put your mask on first and then help those around you, right? You're talking about the oxygen mask, y'all never flown, you don't know. Right? Well, if you do, that's what they'll tell you. But the point is this, you can't help somebody else get a drink until you get a drink. Amen? You don't know God, how are you going to help me? How are you going to help those around you? Because you're pretending. You carry a Bible, you can get the biggest Bible they got. Get the nicest bottle they got. But if it's empty, I can't give anybody in here a drink. Y'all want a drink? Who would love a drink? I'm thirsty right now. I might get one out of this one. But it's core hydration. Beautiful, right? It's empty. Empty. Clouds. Dry wells. Sow to yourself in righteousness. He said, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till He come and rain righteousness upon you. We got to get a hold of God, church. I mean, thank God for the church and thank God for all the activities and all that's wonderful. But we've got to get a hold of God. Amen. That's what makes it wonderful. He's what makes it wonderful. Hey, these dry wells. Jesus was talking to that woman at the well over there. And he said to her, hey, this water that I'll give you, you'll never thirst again. He said it'll be like a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Hey, he said over there in John chapter 10, I come to give you life and that you might have it more abundantly. But I look around the church and most Christians, we're not living abundantly. We don't look like we got a well springing up around us. If you ever find a well in a dry place springing up, there'll be stuff growing all around it. Amen. There ought to be some life around you because you got a well inside. Amen. Hey, and I'm not saying you're not saved. You are, but you've gotten dry. And you're not affecting those around us. Thank God He can change that. He said in Psalm 107, verse 35, He turneth the wilderness into standing water. Amen. To standing water. Amen. Hey, I don't need a dew. I don't need a sprinkle. Hey, I need to get in head first. Amen. I want the water of God to be flowing. Like He said over in Ezekiel, I don't want to be ankle deep or knee deep. I want to be waters to swim in. That's what we're looking for. We need God. Psalm 63, verse 1. We'll wrap up just a minute. I'll get the point. Psalm 63, verse 1. Just giving you something to think about, young people. Don't believe everything. Don't believe most of what you see on social media, matter of fact. Man. There's so much fake apps and fake people. And now you think you're talking to some little girl and you're talking to a 40-year-old man, you know, lives in his parents' basement. I mean, it's a weird world, right? And we know that, all right? But this is no new thing. This is in the church. Hey, it didn't start today. You ever heard of Ananias and Sapphira? Remember what they did? Oh, look what we brought. We sold our land and gave all our money to God. No, they didn't. They lied to God. They had a persona. They want everybody to think, we're like Barnabas. We sold our land. We gave God part. We're God. God killed them over. And so this is no new thing. People for ages have been Trojan horses. I mean, they've been trying to impersonate things. Hey, let's get real today. Let's get a hold of God. I'm telling you, you can get something that's real, really real, that'll change your life. Amen. Hey, He can give you a drink. The Bible says, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Folks, that's where we're at. I've been there some days in my life. I'm just dry. I'm just thirsty. And the answer is to get hold of God. Amen. Not to act like I got it. Look, I'm doing fine. I don't need any water. I'm doing good. But I'm sick to that. I asked the Lord before. I said, Lord, if I can get up here and preach, if You're not going to preach and help me, Lord, let me quit. Man, I'm not interested in it. I don't want to just fill a pulpit. I don't want to just go to church. I want to get a hold of God and Him to get a hold of me. Amen. I want some water. Amen. Because I recognize that people all around me are dying, and I'm supposed to be the one that can bring them. I don't know if God does it, but He's got to do it through you and me. Amen. You say, I'm saved. I'm born again. Well, are you going to bring the water? Amen. Are you going to do something? You can't fill your own well. You can't fill your own clouds. But there's one who can. So what am I going to do about this? We're going to take care. We're going to be a little selfish today. We're going to take care of us first. We're going to get to God and say, God, I need some water. God, I don't want to be an empty vessel. Amen. I don't want to be an empty cloud. I don't want to be a dry well anymore. Amen. I don't want to sit through church and have to just bear it. I don't want to smile and act like I like the songs when I really don't. I don't want to do those things. I'm telling you. Hey, I've been there. I've been a young person in church. What I sang in church wasn't what I listened to in my truck. Amen. I was pretending. Everybody thought I was a good guy. I wasn't a good guy. None of us are good. But I wasn't living for God. I was pretending. But thank God. And I recognized I didn't have to pretend anymore. Amen. When I realized that He had something for me that would last. I mean, He had something that would satisfy. You know, you talk about faking and all these things, personas. Oh, you look at these advertisements everywhere. And you see these lives that these people live of sin and alcohol. And they just make it look so good, man. It's just so wonderful. And they got all the pretty girls and all the nice looking guys. And, man, they have the good life and the high life and all that stuff. They don't show you what the true story is. And there's been a wreck. Every night we've been here, they've tore up. Somebody's tore up something out here on this highway. Every night they're wrecking and crashing. They don't show you the beaten children and the abused lives in the homes. They just show you what the devil's the master of this thing. He started the very beginning, that subtlety. Trying to twist and confuse and make you okay. And God didn't really say that. And I mean, he's just a master of disguise. And we're careful, we'll get caught up in that. And I don't need an empty vessel, a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. I'm going to head out today. I'm going to go on a hike. What good is this empty jug going to do me? I'm going to have to find something to fill it with. I'm telling you today, God has given a place for you to get filled. Amen. He put you in the house of God today, and where you could come and get a hold of God. He said over the end, in the very end of your Bible, in Revelation chapter 22, I believe it's verse 17. Is that the one I'm thinking about? And the Spirit and the bride said, come. That's what I'm looking for. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Amen. And come and get it. God's saying, come and get it. Revelation 3, you stand outside the door and knock. He said, I'll even come in. He's wanting you to have the water. He's wanting you to have the real thing. He don't want you just to be an empty cloud. Amen. He don't want you to have an empty well. They're scratching in the dirt trying to get a little drink. Hey, He said He could have a fountain springing up. Amen. John chapter 7, I'll read that last verse. It's on my mind for some reason. I don't even know what it says. Verse 37. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. The last day, the great day, John 7:37. The last day, the great day of the feasts, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Hey, some of us, we got a little bit of water, but we pumping it and we toting it. What was the old preacher that said that what was his name? Oh, that was, I can't think of his name. But, huh? No, but anyway, he said that he had bought a home, his his grandparents' old home place. And he said that at their home place, they didn't have any running water. So he had to go down to the hill and take a pail, a bucket at a time, and bring it up to the house. He said later on he bought the home place as an adult, and he put some pipes in so he could run the water. He said, but many times in his Christian life, he felt like that. Like he was just wagging buckets and pails, and a pail at a time, and getting a little drink, but just enough to sustain for a little while. He said, but he realized he hooked a pipe up, and he got hooked up to the source. And now he had just water flowing all the time. And that's what God's offering to us. Amen. Hey, not only do you have to be dry, you don't have to get it a spurt in a meeting at a time. He's interested in something flowing out of your belly. Amen. Something that's real and alive. Something that will make a difference all around us. Amen. Hey, I'd hate to spend my life being successful at something that didn't matter. Amen. I talked to my boss the other day. I'm fixing to finish. I'm fixing to get ready to go on another mission trip somewhere. And I said, man, I got to go again. And he said, well, that's all right. I know what you're doing. You're serving the Lord. And I said, well, look, Scott, I just want to be clear to you. I don't want to waste my life doing something that doesn't matter. He said, what are you talking about? I said, well, this is important. We sell metal buildings, and I hope everybody gets a metal building. And that's great, because that's how we get paid. But if it comes down to going and preaching the good word of God or selling a metal building, I'm going to have to defer over here, amen? Because that's what makes the difference, amen? Not that I'm the only one that has to do it, but if God sends me, I said, that's what matters. I said, it's so exciting to go somewhere and to serve God and see God do something that makes a difference and have some purpose in life. What I'm saying is some of us are living our lives and we're not making a difference on anything, anybody. We're dry as a powder house and not helping anybody around us. Amen. Come to the water. Amen. I could go on all day, but there's no point in it. Verse after verse, the verse of this Bible. I'm saying to you folks, don't be empty clouds. Don't be dry wells. This is unnecessary. Amen. When there's a fountain open freely. He said, good, come and get a drink. It's here. Hey, if you're here and you're pretending, you're playing, just quit. Hey, I don't know how to. Just tell God. Just give it all to Him. He knows anyhow. Oh, Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. I know it's my down sittings and my uprising. Hebrews chapter 4, 13. He said, all things are open and naked before God. He knows already. Amen? He knows. Just go ahead and let Him lay it all out Him. Lord, I don't want to pretend anymore. I want water. Amen? I want a drink. I believe He'll give it to you. Hey, if you're here and you're not saved, the preacher already preached the gospel. You know it. You're under conviction in the last message. It don't matter what I think or what they think or who you think sitting around you thinks. You're not saved. Don't pretend. Get saved today, amen. Get right. Get it settled once and for all. Hey, this same water that we're talking about offering, He's offering it to you. Come, get a drink. Spirit and the bride say come. Amen. We'll rejoice with you today if you get it settled. Amen. Preacher.